Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, once again, we're so glad to be with you, and Jesus is still alive and well, and he's getting ready to come back, and we're going to be talking about that in some of the programs that are coming up also. But I was thinking about what happened in the news and about this 17 children that were murdered, and then even the slaughter that has taken place in so many of our cities where young people are killing one another. And I remember when I was younger, young people had guns. In fact, I remember when I was in college, why, I tell you, we had enough, my roommate had enough guns in his closet to, and it wasn't mine, but I mean, it was his to start a civil war or something. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but he had all kinds of guns. Nobody said a word about it, and that kind of stuff was hardly going on. You didn't hear much about it at the time. Now, what in the world are we going to do? Well, after it happens, everybody talks about praying for the people and praying about it, but I would suggest that what we need to do is pray for it first. Pray to God. And the thing is, the Bible teaches that, and Jesus talks about, it's in the Word of God, about demonic spirits that are out there. And the Bible says that the devil is the prince in the power of the air that is influencing people to do these horrendous crimes. And when we say we can't pray publicly, we want to get rid of the Ten Commandments, we have nothing to do with God, God says, okay, I'll let you go to bed with your devils and your demons. I'll let you to yourself. And this is what happens. Now, it didn't happen when I was younger. You hardly heard about it. And it's not because they didn't have guns, because they had them. But what can we do about it? Well, here's a suggestion, and I know this goes out all over the world, and it'll work here, and it worked here, and it'll work everywhere in the world. What you do is this. When our government was being set up, and the colonies were coming together and trying to unite and to set up the Constitution, they were arguing and debating, and they just could not get it together. And there's a famous individual that they lie about today and says he was a deist, but he made a speech, and his name was Benjamin Franklin, and he says, we remember how that God intervened in our revolution and helped us at times when we had need. And he said, what we need to do now is pray and ask God's help for us to bring this whole thing together. And so they got down and they prayed and they united it together. And it was a very successful undertaking and institution. And since that time, the government has opened in prayer. But now we have people that don't want that anymore. So God says, you don't want me? Okay, we'll leave you to yourself. And you can fight your enemies yourself. Now, in the Old Testament, in the Tanakh, when Israel... God took care of them, provided for them, protected them from their enemies. But when they decided to worship other gods or get rid of Jehovah, at that point, God says, okay, I'll let you to yourself. And then their enemies overran them. So the answer is we shouldn't just pray after the thing, but we need to start praying as a nation that God would protect us and give us guidance as to what to do in these situations. And I was talking to Pastor Allen. He had some practical things. But you see, if you teach that they're an animal, I watch the Animal Channel, and you see these lions and other animals, they're ripping each other up and killing each other. Well, if they teach evolution, which is a fraud, the evolutionists refuse to debate creationists on scientific grounds because it's impossible. It's not scientific at all. It's a big hoax. It's nonsense. I have a house, and that house, I don't know who built it, but it has a sewer system in it. It has a water system in it. It has a electrical system. It has doors and windows. And I know whoever put that house together had intelligence, and there was strength of the people who put that together. It didn't just come together. And this universe is so complex, it didn't just happen. God made it. Jesus Christ made it, see? And you teach children that, and then they watch the Animal Planet watching these animals kill each other. So we're just an animal? Okay, they're acting like an animal. No, we're a creature. God made us, and we are going to answer to this God, and hell's going to be hotter for people that murder people. God says, thou shalt not kill. And so then we have our evangelical leaders today getting rid of the Bible, putting questions on the Word of God, claiming to be fundamental and attacking the Word of God, which is the King James Bible. They don't have a Bible that they say is infallible. What they're saying is, you listen to us, throw your Bible down. They're doing a Jim Jones-type activity. You know, before he went on his rampage and fed the Kool-Aid, he threw the Bible down, said, listen to me. That's what these guys on the radio that are attacking a King James Bible, they don't have a Bible that's their authority. They talk about the Greek. They don't have a Greek text. And every one of these modern versions comes from a different Greek text. We have a Bible that God has showed his backing on. But Al had some other things to say about the killings.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And again, a reminder, too, that we are on live. If you want to give Bruce a call, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And you can also go to Bruce's website, whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com for more information, listen to previous shows and some of the resources that Bruce mentions. And yeah, Bruce, you're talking about the shooting in Florida. And it's always amazing when this comes out, the first response generally, and you've seen this too, is, oh, gun control. And, you know, okay, we got to pass another law. It'll prevent this from happening. But this guy broke countless laws, as it were. Last I knew, it was illegal for him to bring a gun into the school, onto the grounds even. Last I knew, it was illegal for him to smuggle it into the school where he went illegally because he had been, I believe, expelled or something. So he wasn't even supposed to be there. Last I knew, it was illegal to take a gun and point it at somebody and shoot with the intent to kill them. I mean, these are laws that he broke. Passing another law, how's that going to mean that he's just going to, I'll obey that law. I'll break a dozen others, but I'll obey that law. The key is what you said earlier. We got to reach the hearts of people. And the rise in shootings in schools, not just schools and universities and things, but also we've seen churches and movie theaters and the shooting out in Las Vegas here recently and nightclubs and things like that. There's a lack of God in our schools and in our society. When was it that they took out God from the public schools? Remember Madeline Murray O'Hare back in the early 60s? They basically started with taking out God and the Bible and prayer. And as God was pushed out, you know, we didn't have anything there to counter the heart of man, which is wicked and deceitful. It was replaced with feel-goodisms. And, you know, we downplay sin. We don't teach our kids that they're created in God's image and that human life has value. You know, in fact, we tell them, well, if it's an inconvenient pregnancy, you can just get rid of it. It's not a valuable life. And so abortion on demand, even the parents don't even know their daughters are getting an abortion in the public schools. So we've thrown God out of the schools, and then we say, where is God when a shooting like this takes place?
Yeah, and God actually, by his power, though, will protect us. I mean, even with wicked men around, protect our in many different ways. But when we get rid of him, I mean, well, we don't get rid of him, but we say we don't want him. God says, okay, I'll let you to myself. And you see this all through the Bible. Go ahead. And so all these other problems then come up personally. You get God out of your life personally, you're going to be messed up. And as a nation, and where we've been successful is because we prayed to God and asked for his help. And so, you know, in this last election, Christians prayed, and God has given us a president that is caring about the American people and trying to do his do what he can. He's not perfect, but he's certainly trying to do a good job, and he is. And so now the forces of evil in the media, they're lying on him and slandering him all the time, and Congress is fighting with each other. Well, they need to get together and pray and ask for God's help and recognize the authority of God in their life. Now, we know God has given us his word in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 8. We're going to be given every program a verse that shows where God has given his words and where he has given his words. Now, in Revelation chapter 6 and verse 9, when he had opened the sixth seal, I saw on the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Now, we show that the Lord Jesus Christ, through his apostles, gave us the very words. And you can quote those verses that it said he gave the apostles the words. And he says the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth, and he would abide with them forever. And so he would give those words to the apostles. Then at the gift of tongues at Pentecost, you read the languages, he gave them the interpretation of those words. And so those words were translated into the many different languages, and you can read the long list of languages translated into it. Then he said he would preserve those words in scripture verse after scripture verse. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And just recently, a friend of mine was listening to a Christian radio program, and this guy was bloviating on there, and he would say, well, since the King James came out, the old line, we have found older and better manuscripts. Well, what they found is Vaticanus and Sinaiticus that came out, but they had the readings of that time in Vaticanus at that time, and they would have readings in Sinaiticus also brought out by Tischendorf. And these two are the false witnesses. Now, it's comparable. When Jesus was on the earth, at his trial, they brought false witnesses out, but the false witnesses disagreed with each other. And the Vatican and Sinaiticus manuscripts, we say it over and over again, disagrees with each other on 3,000 words in the Gospels. These are about as corrupt as anything could possibly be. And so these people say, the Greek text, what are they talking about? You know, Nestle has 23 editions. The last one is 24 editions. Nestle's 23rd edition was New American Standard. Then they change it again. Every one of these editions are changed. The Greek text behind them, and every one of these modern translations that come out, they mess with the Greek text. They change the Greek text in many, many places. And I have a book, and it's called Which Bible Would Jesus Use? And I am telling you, every Christian ought to read this book. You ought to take the time, turn off your television set, read that book, and you'll see how leading evangelicals, they will recommend a new perversion that comes out, how accurate it is. 10 years later, they recommend another perversion. The same individual recommends another perversion. And then he shows how these perversions disagree with each other because they're based on these corrupt manuscripts. Now, the King James is based on about 99% of the ancient manuscripts come down to us. And it says here that these people were murdered and slain because of the word of God. Always they had the word of God. They had it in the Old Testament. The prophets gave it to them. And this is a history. I'm going to give a history of some of the people murdered for the word of God. Jeremiah had the word of God. And when he had it, history says that they took him, he gave the word of God, and they took Jeremiah and they sawed him in half. They put him in a log and sawed him up. And so we go to the New Testament. John the Baptist had the word of God, and he was killed. Jesus is the word of God, and he was crucified, but he rose from the dead the third day. And then the apostles, and almost every one of the apostles that gave us the word of God, they were martyred for the word of God. We have the record of their martyrdom, and the people that they taught were martyred. And then you come around to the time of Diocletian, and Diocletian had the great persecution of Christianity, and he said, get rid of the Bibles and destroy the Bibles. And so he killed thousands and thousands of Christians, and so it was destroyed. They tried to destroy the word of God, but they couldn't do it. But they were martyred for the true text coming down to us from Christ and the apostles. And then we go on from there, and after Diocletian, Constantine took over, and since they couldn't destroy the Word of God like Diocletian attempted to do, then Constantine took and put these Bibles out that were corrupt Bibles. A corruption first corrupted by Origen, and then passed on through Pamphilius, and then passed on, and then finally passed on to Constantine. He put out his corrupt Bibles, and then the papacy. But at that time, we talked about how there's hundreds of churches that refuse to recognize, as Constantine took over the churches at the Council of Nicaea in 325, many churches refused to be part of this amalgamation, refused to recognize Constantine's Bible, and they had their own Bibles, like the old Latin Bible that came out long before the Vulgate. It was called the Italic Text, and our King James is based on that. People say it's based on the Vulgate. They don't know what they're talking about. You know, some of you guys on television and some of you over at Moody ought to be ashamed of yourself. Turn off your television and start reading. Get some books and read it. I mean, the books are out there, well documented by people that understand all about your cult out there and your corrections of the Bible. We list the evidence for these words that you'll see that they attempt to correct and downplay your Bible. When that fellow on Moody was correcting, was downplaying the King James Bible, you know, and last Saturday I heard my friend was telling me about it. Where is his Bible? Would you tell me? Where is his imperfect, infallible Bible? The Bible says we can look at the perfect law of liberty. The Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart. Jesus said, thy word is truth. You think, what do you think? Jesus went to sleep? He can run the stars within a fraction of a second. You mean he can't run a Bible? He can't take care of his words? Well, he did. And we talked about this. The Bible says that thou mightest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And so the church of the living God has been there ever since. Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And when Constantine set up this corrupt churches, these other churches said, no, we don't recognize it. They didn't recognize their baptism, and they got the name Anabaptist, and they had the true text all the way through. They had it in the East, in the Paulicians, in Armenia, in the Koine Greek, and then they had it in the West, in the Italic text of the Old Latin, and they had it in the Middle East, in the Syriac Peshitta that went all the way into China. And finally, when the King James translators translated it, they had all these translations, and they're called the Received Text. And by the way, the Protestant Reformation, the whole Reformation was based on the Received Text. I mean, every last one of those leaders, Martin Luther and Menno Simons and Conrad Grebel and Balthasar Hubmaier and all of these men, there were leaders in the Reformation at that time. They'd had the true text that has come down to us from the apostles as in the authorized King James Bible right now. So I thank God today we have God's word today. And today they don't burn you at the stake. They burn you in the classrooms, not with fire, but with their ignorant mouths. Why don't you guys, you know, the Bible talks about it talks about willful ignorance. And some of you preachers out there, you need to be ashamed of yourself. Where is your Bible? If you criticize the King James, where is your Bible? Oh, you had the New International Version. Well, they've about dumped that now. I mean, churches are getting rid of that. So then they have, and before that, they had the New ASV, and then they had the NIV, and they had the, and they just keep one after another, they have it. Well, the Bible doesn't change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Bible says, thy word is true from the beginning, and thy word have I hid my heart that I might not sin against thee. Every revival that takes place, it comes through the King James Bible. We talked about every one of the leaders on other programs. So this is the Bible of the martyrs. This is the Bible of Martin Luther, of Conrad Grebel. This is the Bible that God has given to us. And it says here that they were in the Word of God, Revelation chapter 6, verse 9, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the Word of God and for the testimony which they held. They have had the Word of God in the past, they had it in the present, and they will have it forever. The Word of God liveth and abideth forever. And today, do you know that the latest polls show that people that read the Bible every day are reading the King James more than all the rest of them put together? Millions of people, they have looked in that King James Bible and they have seen and heard the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, the one that died for their sins, speaking to them. You know, God says in the book of Hosea, he says, I have redeemed them and they lied about me. And we have people here, and then we have, every preacher has a different perversion, you know, and the Bible says in another place, he says, I beseech you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you all speak the same thing. That is a commandment of God. And God's people still read the King James because God's Holy Spirit says he is the Spirit of truth and he will guide you into all truth. And it doesn't have any errors in it. The Bible says, we can look at the perfect law of liberty. It's perfect. And we can look at it. And it gives us liberty. You know when it says liberty? It gives you freedom from any power of any sin in your life. You may be an alcoholic. You may be a liar. You may be a whoremonger, a drunkard. No matter what you are, that word of God is the word, living word of the living Lord Jesus Christ. He is the living God. He said, no man takes my life from me. I have power to take it. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to bring it back. And he said, I'm coming out physically and bodily the third day from the tomb. And he walked out of that tomb, and he was with them for 40 days after that, and 500 people saw him alive after that. And Pilate informed Tiberius at that time about what had happened, and Tiberius, the Roman Empire, went before the Senate in Rome and said, we should recognize Jesus as a God. And I tell you, that's what you need to do today. When you recognize Jesus Christ as a living God, you will have eternal life. Whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And Jesus said, that all the Father gave me, and he says, of the millions of people that have accepted him and trusted him as the one that died for their sins and was punished for every sin and will take them to heaven, he said, I never lost one. And so you do that, and you're as sure of heaven as if you've been there a million years, and don't let anybody else tell you, because Jesus said so, and his word is true. He said, thy word is true, and the word of God liveth and abideth forever, and we have it in the perfect word of God in the authorized King James Bible, and we can thank God and praise it. You know, he left from the Mount of Olives outside the city of Jerusalem, bodily and physically. And he is coming back bodily and physically on the Mount of Olives. Says, I'll gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and I'll pour out my spirit upon the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And this is in the Old Testament, in the Jewish Bible. And it says, God says, they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. And when they look on Jesus Christ, who is God, and they look on him that day, and they see the nail prints in his hands, says there will be a time of mourning, the final Yom Kippur. And you know, Yom Kippur says when the high priest comes out of the temple after he took the sacrifice in there, that meant when he came out, God had accepted the sacrifice. And that means that when Jesus comes out of the temple in heaven, God has accepted his sacrifice when he died on the cross and rose from the dead. And it's a witness to Israel that the sacrifice has been paid for. Their sins have been paid for, and the Bible says all Israel will be saved, and Jesus will take over this planet and turn it into a paradise. And we have God's word for it in the King James Bible. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.